product of General Mills, presents Joan Blaine in Valiant Lady, and here is Art Millett.
Perhaps the big names in baseball mean absolutely nothing to you. Lots of women just don't follow the game, so of course many do. Well, if your small boy tells you he has to have Wheaties because Bob Feller eats Wheaties, and he's the pitcher of the Cleveland Indians, you may just check it off as hero worship. But you know, when Bob Feller says a big bowl of Wheaties covered with milk or cream and some nice fresh fruit, believe me, there's a breakfast that's really a breakfast of champions. Well, he's talking about good nutrition. I mean that this Wheaties breakfast is a breakfast of champion foods. Foods that are champion for nourishment. It's a combination of milk, fruit, and whole wheat. You know the importance of milk. That's certainly a champion food. And wouldn't you also consider fruit a champion food? And, of course, whole wheat. Well, when you combine milk, fruit, and those whole wheat flake Wheaties, we have a champion lineup of food values. Abundant food energy and good protein. Also minerals and vitamins A, B, C, and G. So it may be hero worship when your boy wants Wheaties because Bob Feller eats Wheaties. But you can be glad for this hero worship when it makes such a very nourishing breakfast so popular with your youngsters. Wheaties have the zippy taste that keeps a child coming back for more. And Wheaties have real food value. You provide your child with champion nourishment when you heap up his bowl with Wheaties and pour on milk or cream and serve something in the way of fruit. And it's a breakfast that will make this weekend seem extra festive for your whole family, if I don't miss my guess. Better be prepared for second helping. Order two packages of Wheaties today to see you through the weekend. Now, Valiant Lady. It's a bright, sunshiny morning in Pine River, and the sunshine seems to symbolize a new day of peace and contentment for the town, with all the heartaches and misunderstandings past. Through Joan's patient and unselfish efforts, the girl Irene has been reconciled to her baby, reunited with her husband, Doug Gillespie, and accepted by his socially prominent mother, in whose home she used to work as a maid. In fact, Mrs. Gillespie has been completely won over by her daughter-in-law and grandchild. And this morning, she appeared with an appropriate gift, a shiny new perambulator. And now, Irene, Doug, and Mrs. Gillespie are trying it out on the garden path, while Joan and her father watch from the window. And this is...
You sure it's all right, Joan?
Hmm? It's well all right, Father.
I mean, taking the baby outdoors at her age. Now, my book on the care and feeding of infants...
You
is...
and your book.
Well, now, Joan, look. What? Do my eyes deceive me, or is Mrs. Gillespie holding Irene's hand?
She is. And watch Douglas, Father. How's that for a grin?
I never saw the equal of
it. Here it is.
If it gets any wider, they're going to have to set his ears back. Oh, by golly, Joan. When I think what those four people owe to you...
Mike, hello.
Well, of course you can.
Huh? Are we alone?
Well, sure we are. You don't see anybody else around, do you?
I'm thinking about Irene. Is she where she can hear us?
No, Mike, she's out.
All right, never mind where she is. As long as she can't tune in on what I'm going to tell you. Because, Joan, it's about her.
Uh-huh.
And it's something that'll just about knock the props right out from under you.
Well, for Pete's sake, Mike, you tell us then. If it's anything serious...
I don't know. I don't know if it is or not. But, Dad, being Jimmy, it's a brainstorm. You know, when this idea first hit me, I says to myself, Mike, I says, you got a bad case of hallucinogen. But then I kept sort of turning it over in my mind, you know, and putting two and two together, and the answer it kept right on coming out for.
Mike,
so
for
then...
heaven's sake, can't you omit at least part of the preamble and give us a thing?
Yes, Mike, let's have it.
All right. I didn't want to just shoot without warning. I figured it would be too big a shock to Joan here.
All right, I've been warned. Now, go ahead.
Okay. It's about Irene's husband.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about him?
Jim, sure as I'm standing here, I believe I can tell you who he is.
Mike, I'm so relieved.
Oh, You don't say.
Yes, sir. Mm. You know, I've been doing some heavy cogitating about it, knowing what a jam you folks was in over here.
Well, go on, Mike, go on. You, you say you have an idea who he is?
That's what I said, yes. And, Jim, I'll bet you any figure you want to name up to $2, I'll bet you that it's...
Who?
Douglas Gillespie.
What?
Oh, Mike, no.
Now, wait a minute before you start raising remonstrances. Who did Irene work for before she left town? Mrs. Gillespie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where'd she stay while she was working for her? Right there in the Gillespie house where Doug was.
By golly, that's right, June. Just what old Simon told me.
Oh, but that ain't all. I found out from Professor Pitts, him that's principal of the high school, you know, that Doug, he used to dabble around with painting pictures.
No.
Yes, sir. Now, do you get it? That picture of Irene that she had with her out there to the old mill, he painted it. Or else my name is Michael Samuel Hagen.
Well, darn if it doesn't add up, Joe.
It certainly does. But Douglas Gillespie of all people.
Yeah. Just the way it knocked me for a row of tenpins when I first singled him out.
Yeah.
And you know me, I got a way of thinking independent like. I don't go around shooting off my mouth till I know whereof I speak.
Oh, no, no. Of course you don't, Mike. Oh. But it beats me how you're always the first one to come through with a real idea when everybody else is stumped.
Oh, well, it ain't nothing. I tell you, Jim, I'm like an old hound dog, you know, when it's a question of holding onto a trail and not letting any false scent throw him off.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I get my game cornered, I'm more of a bulldog. Sinking my teeth in, you know, and not letting go.
Well, now, isn't that funny? If I'd been trying to compare you with some sort of animal, Mike, I'd have picked a jackal or a coyote.
What's that?
Seeing as how they wait around till some bigger animal makes a kill, and then they sneak up to get their share of the leaving.
Oh, Father, what a thing to say.
Jim Baird, I resent that. Listen, if you don't appreciate what I'm trying to do...
Of course we appreciate it, Mike. I think we should both apologize for leading you on.
Huh?
Hound dog. Bulldog.
Leading me on? What do you mean by that, John?
Come over here to the window, Mike.
Okay, I... Now what?
What do you see out there in the garden?
That's him. That's him now. That's Doug. And holy snapping mud turtles, that's his ma, too. That's Miss Gillespie.
Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Gillespie's daughter-in-law, Irene, and Mrs. Gillespie's granddaughter.
Soon to be christened, John. What do you say now, Mike?
I'm speechless. That's what I am. I'm just plumb, tacit, and speechless.
Well, Mike, I don't mind telling you that I was the same way last night when I got home from work and heard the big news.
Yes, you should have seen him, Mike. Then the laugh would have been the other way around. His chin dropped right down his chest.
Right down. Strictly speaking, Mike, I've really got no right to laugh at you. At least you had the right idea, even if you were about 24 hours late with it. I had to depend on Joan here to do all my thinking for me.
Oh, Joan, she figured it out before I did, huh?
Sure she did. And what's more, she waved a magic wand and got everything straightened out for the whole bunch of us. You see how they're all smiling at each other?
I see it all right, but I don't believe it yet. For God's sake, Joan, how'd you ever turn a fire-breathing dragon like Mrs. Gillespie in such a ray of sunshine?
What am I doing, Mike?
The heck, it wasn't.
Oh, it wasn't.
Well, you're too honest about it.
Look, Mrs. Gillespie's coming back toward the house. I think I'll go near her.
Oh, yeah.
Well, unless you and me hide in the library, Jim, I'm afraid she'll start asking me if I ever done any picture painting.
Oh, no, that's all over, Mike. She's not like that, not all.
Yeah, well, maybe not, but the memory lingers on.
Mike.
What was you saying, Jim, about this here miracle?
Oh, well, don't get the idea about that.
Are you coming in, Mrs. Gillespie?
Well, no, Joan. I'm in rather a hurry to get home, but I did want to see you before I go. Would you care to walk out of the car with me?
Surely, I'd like to. Sorry you're leaving so soon.
Oh, but this is for a very special reason. Douglas has to get back to Philadelphia early next week, and he and I, Reed and the baby, are going to spend the weekend with me.
Oh, that'll be grand for all of us.
I hope so, my dear. And I want to make it especially nice for them. That means that I must get busy right away fixing the upstairs rooms, and I want to do it myself, Joan. Do you
think that's rather silly of me.
I think it's very nice of you.
Then, too, there's something else that has to be attended to. That is, if you'll agree to it.
Agree to what?
Well, to having the baby christened right away. You see, as her godmother, you're the one to say. Would Sunday be too soon for you?
No, I think Sunday would be fine.
Good, then I'll stop by at the rectory and arrange for it.
All right.
Dear, I was never so busy or so happy in my life. And Joan, dear.
Yes?
You were right. I feel like a different person already. Now I have something to live for. Tell me, my dear, is there anything at all I can do to show you how grateful I am?
Well, I think nothing can make me happier than what you're doing right now for Irene, Douglas, and for yourself, Mrs. Gerhardt.
Bless you, dear child. Joan, those letters you and your father got from the Playhouse Committee.
Oh, yes.
I wrote them. I'm ashamed to admit it, but do you think your father would be willing to go back and finish the construction work?
Oh, I'm sure that he would.
Then he's going to get a very different letter tomorrow morning. And Joan, would you be willing to come back into the group?
I'd like to very much, you see.
Now that I know you, I don't want to lose your friendship ever. And I wonder, could I persuade you to come to dinner Wednesday night?
I'd love to, but I'd promised to spend Wednesday evening with Paul Morrison.
Well, then, perhaps you'd both come. I don't imagine Mr. Morrison feels any too kindly toward me, but if I could take that opportunity of telling him how sorry I am...
I'll ask him about it, Mr. Gillespie.
Good, then I'll leave it to you. But do try to make it if you can, my dear.
Yes, I surely will.
Oh, Norman and Vicky will be there.
What?
And,
what did you say?
I say Norman and Vicky Price will be there.
Norman and Vicky?
Why, yes. You know them, do you?
Yes, I know them.
They're such delightful people, and I'm sure we can make a very nice evening of it. Well, goodbye, Joan, dear.
Goodbye, Mr. Gillespie. Wednesday night. With Vicky and Norman.
Poor Joan, with one difficult problem out of the way, another one which has caused plenty of trouble in the past, rises to haunt her again. Is Norman still in love with Joan? If so, can Joan escape unwanted and unintentional conflict with his jealous bride? It's sometimes said that it takes two to make a quarrel. But don't you think, actually, that one person can often stir up quite a fuss? Certainly that's true frequently of children when their mothers, with the best intentions in the world, try to get those youngsters to eat what they should. A youngster needs good, nourishing food. But, of course, that's what he gets in such tasty form in Wheaties. Wheaties taste so good to most youngsters that they eat big, heaping bowlfuls. Now, that's the case in homes just about everywhere, to the delight of mothers. For Wheaties are real, whole wheat, practically brimming over with fine nourishment. Why don't you try serving Wheaties to your family? This weekend would be an excellent time to start. And since Wheaties taste so good to grown-ups, too, won't you need to order a couple of packages lettered W-H-E-A-T-I-E-S, Wheaties. Don't miss Monday's episode of Valiant Lady, which takes place while church bells ring. This is your announcer, Arch Millett.